Watch, rocker Aaron Lewis leads concert crowd in Fuck Joe Biden chant. By Paul Bois on September 28, 2021. Rock star Aaron Lewis, whose latest country song melted more than a few snowflakes with its anti-leftist message, recently led a crowd of people to chant Fuck Joe Biden during a concert in Pennsylvania. As videos posted by fans online showed, the former Staind frontman led his audience in a Fuck Joe Biden chant to the rhythm of pulsing drumbeats during his concert at the Pavilion at Montage Mountain in Scranton this past Saturday. The singer was also reportedly wearing a shirt that read, "I could shit a better president." Lewis has previously worn shirts bearing the messages Fuck Biden and Impeach Biden, according to Newsweek. Language warning. Language warning. The famed Fuck Joe Biden chant has been heard across America in recent days at various college football games. As OutKick reported earlier this month, the chants have moved from football stadiums and into baseball games. Fans chanting Fuck Joe Biden at stadiums from Tennessee to Alabama to Oxford, Mississippi is quickly becoming the battle cry for football fans across the country as the citizens of this country continue to show disobedience to the great emperor and his presidency. The big news this week with the Fuck Joe Biden chant movement is that it has spread from college football and into the baseball community, where New Yorkers chanted Fuck Joe Biden during Fox Sports weekend coverage of the Subway Series. Fans could be heard sending a message to Biden as Arid and Big Poppy dissected the Yankees-Mets game. Aaron Lewis became a cause célèbre in conservative circles this past summer with the release of his country single Am I the Only One? Watch below. The ballad that scolded singer Bruce Springsteen as well as left-wing activists toppling statues around the country. Am I the only one, willing to bleed, or take a bullet for being free? Screaming what the hell at my TV, for telling me, yeah you're telling me. That I'm the only one, willing to fight / for my love of the red and white, and the blue, burning on the ground. Another statue coming down, in a town near you. Watching the threads of Old Glory come undone. The song eventually surpassed Big Red Machine's Renegade featuring Taylor Swift on iTunes. The song received an onslaught of hate from left-wing critics, with music writer Bob Leftsetz denouncing the song as heinous. This middle-class, right-wing wanker has recorded a song that should have been played at CPAC, in between speeches by nitwits like Lauren Boebert saying to refuse the Fauci ouchie, lamented Leftsetz. Despite the hate, Scott Borchetta, CEO of Lewis record label Big Machine, defended his company's decision to release the song due to its cultural significance. Aaron Lewis and I have political disagreements. But there are also things we agree on. I think that's the foundation for the idea of our country. It doesn't work if we're so divided that we can't reach across the aisle, have a conversation or an argument, and ultimately, shake hands. If we can't do that, and this moment is so divisive, we may never get our country back. In June, Lewis also blasted the Democratic Party for being responsible for every racist law, every scar on America. So, I'd like to point something out that is very obvious yet no one seems to bring it up or talk about it, that every racist law that's ever been put into place, every scar on America was the Democrats. All of it, he said. It's there if you go and look. Every racist law was come up with and voted through and unanimously passed by fucking Democrats. The KKK was fucking Democrats, he added.